Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Confident and Killing It podcast. Yes, it is me, your girl, Tiwalola Ogunlesi, and I am back doing what I love the most. Thank you to all my amazing listeners that have been with me through this incredible journey. And if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited for you. Get ready for your life to be changed, like 100%. So, Confident and Killing It. Confident and Killing It is a purpose-driven mission that wakes you up to your worth so you can be confident, unstoppable, and dare to live the life that you truly desire. No more letting fear and insecurities get in the way of your dreams and your goals. It is time to master your mind, believe in yourself, and show up in the world. Let's get into it. So it's a new year, and the number one thing on everyone's mind right now is setting goals, setting goals, setting goals. We all have big dreams. Setting goals is not really the issue, but what comes up when we think of our dreams, when we think of our goals? That's what I want to address today. So let's say you have this dream or this goal, and you're thinking about it, and you're dreaming about it, and you know you need to take action. But then you hear that little whisper in your head, what if I fail? And then you freeze. And then your mind starts to go down a negative path. What if it doesn't work out? What if people laugh at me? What if people judge me? What if, what if I mess up? What if I make a mistake? And then what happens? Your chest gets tight. Your emotions get heavy. And then as a result, that dream goes to the back burner instead of being something you begin to take action on. When you think about failure and you have a fear of failure, it often makes you feel stuck, and then you never take action on those dreams. I love nothing more than to see you win, especially in 2024. I wanna see you taking action on your dreams. I wanna see you going after your goals fearlessly. So today, I wanna talk about fear of failure. You know, when it comes up, oh, what if I fail? Okay, so what? What if you do? What actually happens? So we're gonna look at what could life be if you avoid failure? And then what's on the other side of that? What can life be if you embrace failure? Fear is just a negative thought of something in the future that hasn't happened yet. So you have this dream or this goal. Maybe you want to start a business. Maybe you want to start showing your face more on social media. And then you think, oh, what if I fail? It's in the future. It hasn't happened yet. It's a possibility, not 100% facts. So if you're going to go into your future, don't think of the worst possible outcome. Think of the outcome you actually want for yourself. Think of your desired outcome, an outcome that is positive and an outcome that actually sees you taking action on your dreams and your goals. In life, everything is about the meaning you give to it. So failure doesn't have to be something that's scary, something that holds you back and keeps you stuck. How can we reframe failure? So I want to help you make failure less scary. I never want the fear of failure to be something that actually stops you taking action in life, because by the time we're done in this episode, you will see that having a fear of failure is actually going to guarantee that that failure happens. By the end of this episode, I want you to feel confident that fear of failure is no longer going to be an excuse that you're going to give yourself as to why you didn't take action on your goals and your dreams. So, the first step is let's explore what happens when you actually avoid failure, okay? So, avoiding failure actually guarantees failure. When you don't take action, it means no progress was made. When you feel the fear and you're like, what if I fail? And then you're like, okay, no, I don't want to fail, so let me just stay where I am. You actually don't make any progress. You don't move. You don't try. When you don't try, you don't gather data, you don't gather information, you don't know what works and what doesn't work. So you end up in a situation where you don't have clarity on how to move forward, you haven't learned anything, and you're still stuck in the same place. So fear of failure or avoiding failure actually guarantees failure because you never make any progress, you never learn, and you never actually see for yourself what the possibilities are for your future. The second thing avoiding failure does is that it leads to unfulfillment, okay? So you have the fear of failure come in and then you actually listen to that fear and you give up and you never take action on that dreams. You're stuck in the same cycle of having big dreams and big goals, but not moving forward. And then you begin to look around and you see everyone else's life seems to be moving forward. Everyone else seems to be taking action on their dreams apart from you. That is going to lead to unfulfillment because confidence comes from taking action. When you don't take action, you actually reduce the possibilities to practice and grow your confidence. Also, you get more self-doubt because you're not seeing your dreams come to reality. Then you begin to question yourself and doubt yourself that, do you actually have the capability to make this a reality? When you feel unfulfilled in life, it can lead to a host of other issues like mental health issues, stress, anxiety, and really just makes you feel like you're not in control of your life and your future. So let's recap this section. When you avoid failure, you guarantee failure because you don't take action. Your biggest fear actually comes to pass. You don't take action, you don't grow, you don't learn, and you stay stuck. That also leads to unfulfillment. And then you begin to think that life is just taking you by instead of you being in control and independent in your life. So let's explore the other side of things when you actually embrace failure instead of running away from it, okay? When you embrace failure, you actually learn so much about yourself. And the best way to grow in life is to learn about yourself. So when you actually embrace failure, it points you towards what your strengths are, okay? So listen to this analogy. In a boxing match, it's usually a heavyweight versus another heavyweight. You never see a heavyweight trying to fight a lightweight, okay? It just doesn't happen. In the same way, your biggest fears are often a direct correlation to your biggest potential, to your biggest area of impact. Why does this happen? Because when you step into your power circle, right? And I talk about this a lot in chapter one of the book. When you step into your area of power where you are truly unstoppable, that is often where you experience the most challenges. And that is just life. You will always feel resistance when you are moving from a lower sphere to a higher sphere in life. When you are about to level up your life, you will usually experience resistance. It's just the way life goes. It happens because not everyone has the grit and the resilience to level up and to cross to the other side. But you're listening to this and you're here, so I know for a fact that the potential in you is so much greater than the fear you are experiencing. So when you actually embrace failure, it points you towards the areas of strength. So for example, my biggest fear when I first started Confident and Killing It was thinking I wasn't good enough to speak in front of a camera. Can you imagine? And now I get paid to speak in front of people. When I recorded my first ever video on my phone, I was shaking. I was nervous that, you know, my voice is too deep, or what if people think I'm cringe, or what if people think I'm weird, or, you know, who do I think I am, you know, to be recording these videos, inspiring people. And that was a direct attack on my greatest area of potential. And that is why I am a life coach today. And every single day I fight that fear that makes me think, oh, I'm too cringe, or, oh, no one is gonna care about what I'm doing. My second point on this is that embracing failure actually moves you forward. So in this way, we see failure as a stepping stone to success. failure isn't something that is going to hold you back in life or make you feel embarrassed or something to be feel ashamed about. When you fail, it actually moves you forward. So let's explore the idea of failure being a stepping stone for success. How does this happen? Okay, when you fail, right, you learn from your mistakes. When you know what doesn't work, that's when you can actually start to figure out what does work. So actually, failure points to more information. Failure points you to maybe explore new paths. Failure moves you forward. You learn things, you get information, you gather data, you try new things, and you continuously grow and evolve. Knowledge is power, and failure actually gives you a lot of knowledge. It is so much better to try something and fail than it is to never try and procrastinate, okay? No matter how scary failure might be, it is so much better to try and see for yourself what will actually happen than to just let fear take over your mind and procrastinate on your dreams and your goals. So the next time you fail or something goes wrong, I want you to see that failure as success in progress, okay? So it doesn't have to be the end of the road. Failure can simply be success in progress. The third thing that failure can help you with is failure can actually help you be more creative. When things don't go according to plan, you have to find a solution. Okay, so you have to think on your feet and you've got to move quickly. So embracing failure can open your mind up to new possibilities. As well as teaching you things about yourself, it can make you more resourceful and to think, okay, if it didn't work with what I have, how else can I make this work? And then it puts your brain to work. So have faith in yourself that you actually have what it takes to bounce back. Have faith in yourself that your brain can come up with more solutions to your problems than you ever imagined. I can't remember who said this, but there's a quote that says, when you already tell your brain that a solution exists out there in the world, your brain is so much more likely to find a solution for you. So the next time you're in a sticky situation, things aren't going according to plan, you know, and you need to make something work, remember the solution to your problem is already out there. It already exists. And so your brain can begin to figure things out. I remember when I first started hosting in-person events, I think it was back in 2017, and putting on events can be so stressful because you sit there and you plan everything out, but on the day, things never go according to plan. So I remember when I first started out, at the beginning of my events, I would be stressed, I would be crying because maybe the guy who was meant to deliver my sign all of a sudden, a night before the event, decides, oh, he can't deliver it, or I'm too far away from him. Or I remember when I ordered food for my guests and the food company just never showed up, or when actually one of my caterers got COVID and canceled on me the night before my book launch, and I had 100 people coming to my event expecting food and drinks with no caterer last minute. But hey, like I said, when you believe that the solution already exists, experiencing setbacks, experiencing a sense of failure or mistakes, it gets your brain thinking. And at the end of the day, everything always worked out for my good. So trust yourself, trust the creative genius inside of you, trust the process, and embrace failure because you will be more resourceful afterwards. My next point on the benefits of embracing failure is that embracing failure actually makes you more confident. You know, we always say, oh, I want to be wise, I want to be resilient, I want to be confident. But we often don't want to embrace the situations life throw at us that bring out that resilience, that bring out that confidence. So when you embrace failure, it actually makes you more confident, because what is confidence? Confidence is an in-depth belief in yourself and your abilities that you have what it takes to take action on your dreams and your goals. Okay? It's an in-depth belief in yourself and your abilities that you have what it takes to take action on your dreams and your goals. So confidence has a lot to do with action. When you take action, it builds your confidence. You're showing yourself, you're proving to yourself that you have what it takes. When you don't take action, you don't give yourself the opportunity to grow and build your confidence, okay? So when you embrace failure, you embrace the journey and you are open to failure, right? It actually encourages you to take action. Remember what I said earlier, fear is just a negative thought of something in the future that hasn't actually happened yet. So instead of going into your future and thinking of the worst possible outcome, you want to go into your future and think of the best possible outcome. When you embrace the fact that, okay, I'm going to go into my future and, you know, things might not go according to plan, but I can bounce back, but I can build my confidence, it's going to encourage you to take action, and then you will see progress and be able to celebrate your wins and achieving your dreams. When you speak to a lot of successful people about their journey to achieving success, one of the things they often say is, I had no idea what I was doing, I was just figuring it out as I went along. Literally, every time I speak to someone who's super successful, nobody has the whole plan figured out. Everyone is just figuring it out as they go along. And so as you do that, you're gonna come across obstacles, things you haven't planned for. And so if you never even take action because you're afraid of what life might throw at you, you're gonna stay stuck in a lot of places and feel unfulfillment in a lot of different areas in your life. So when you actually open yourself up to the thought of failing and embrace it, it then actually leads you to be confident not only in your present state, but in your future state. When you look back at your life with a sense of achievement and satisfaction that you took action, you embraced failure, it makes you more confident and optimistic about your future. When you are confident and optimistic about your future, you're more motivated to take action, to take risks, to put yourself out there. So then you begin to build a positive, empowering cycle where you aren't afraid of the future, you open yourself to embracing failure, and you begin to take action. And guess what? You might fail, but you might also succeed. One of my favorite words is now unstoppable, because in the past, I used to think if I just worked hard, life would be smooth. But actually, life isn't about, oh, will you get hit or not? It's about when you do get hit. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna bounce back? And I remember getting hit with a really, really big rejection and disappointment, one that really rocked me to my core. And in that moment, I had to ask myself a question, right? Is this going to be the end for me? Is this where I no longer want to continue to work hard and pursue my dreams? But actually, I remembered I am unstoppable. So no matter what hits me, I'm gonna believe in myself and I'm gonna bounce back from it. So opening yourself up to failure makes you feel more confident and teaches you to never give up on your dreams. And my last point is that embracing failure actually makes us more empathetic. When you go through life and experience different challenges, you're actually able to encourage others because you learn from those experiences and you can use those lessons that you've learned to lift other people up. Okay, so when we open ourselves up to embracing failures, it makes us more relatable. It allows us to actually understand that life isn't meant to be perfect. Not everything is gonna go according to plan exactly the way you wanted. And so embracing failure in that sense makes you realize that, okay, it's a roller coaster, right? There's gonna be ups and there's gonna be downs, but no matter what happens, you've got to keep moving forward. Your ego will try to lie to you that everybody else's life is going according to plan and yours isn't. Your ego is gonna try and make you feel like, oh, you know, you should, everything should always be successful. Everything should always look glamorous and amazing and perfect. That's what your ego wants, but unfortunately, that's not the reality of things. So embracing failure kind of like checks our ego a little bit. It makes us realize that we don't have to be perfect. We aren't superhuman. We don't have control over everything, but guess what? It's okay. We will still survive. We can still take action on our goals. It is making us a better person each and every time. So let's recap all the key points that we've spoken about. In life, we have choices, okay? The power of choice is yours. The meaning you put behind failure will either discourage you and hold you back or encourage you and empower you to move forward and take action on your dreams. Like I said earlier, I want nothing more than to see you winning, than to see you taking action on your dreams and your goals, because that is what you deserve. You deserve that 100%, okay? So when you avoid failure, you actually guarantee failure because of inaction. When you avoid failure, it leads you to unfulfillment. Those two things are detrimental to your growth, okay? So let's cross over to the other side and actually see the strength and the power in embracing failure. We said embracing failure actually teaches you a lot about yourself. We've said embracing failure helps you be more creative. We've said embracing failure actually moves you forward. Failure is simply success in progress. Embracing failure makes you more confident because confidence is tied to action. When you open yourself up to failing and don't see it as something scary that's gonna hold you back, you take action and then you get to see for yourself that actually failure is nothing to be scared about. And then finally, we said failure helps you be more empathetic. When you actually experience setbacks in life, it helps you understand other people's struggles too. So there is more to lose when you let failure or your fear of failure get in the way of your dreams and your goals. The pain of regret is so much more than the pain of potentially failing. When you fail, you can bounce back. You fail forward. You build your confidence. You become more creative. But when you don't take action and you stay stuck, you go down a downward spiral of negativity, of insecurity, of low self-esteem, and that is not the life you deserve. So when you think of your dreams and your goals and your brain says, what if I fail? Go, so what? What if I do fail? What's the big deal? We're gonna carry on, we're gonna try, and we're gonna see for ourselves, okay, what the future actually has in store for you. You have so much more to lose when you avoid failure. So instead, take baby steps. Take step one, step two. Don't worry about step 7, 8, and 9 just yet. Take step one, take step two, embrace the baby steps, embrace the messiness of life and growth. It's not always gonna go according to plan, but you have what it takes inside of you to bounce back. You deserve a life that you love, a life that your dreams are becoming a reality. And one of the best ways to do that is to not care about whether you're gonna fail or succeed and just take action. And on that note, we have come to the end of this episode. So remember, when your brain goes, what if I fail? Go, okay, and so what? All right, let's keep it moving. Failure is not something that is gonna come in the way of your dreams in 2024 and beyond, okay? So thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, remember to share it with a friend. The Confident and Killing It podcast is in Spotify's 5% most shared podcast in the world, okay? Okay, so it is so helpful. Life is more fun when we are all confident and killing it together. So share this with a sister, share this with a friend, and remember to subscribe to the channel so you get notifications when we drop our episodes. My word for 2024 is consistency. So I'm making the promise to you today that I am coming with these gems. I am coming with the consistency, and I'm excited for you to go on this journey with me. So thank you all so much for listening. Love you all. And until next time, stay confident and killing it.